Hello, my Life Forces people. Welcome back to this episode that I'm probably going to call Solar Eclipse in Libra Confessions. Maybe also Solo Eclipse in Libra Confessions, since it's a solo episode. And yeah, I'm just feeling like I'm on my journey right now. This episode in particular was semi-planned, semi-unplanned. I definitely knew that I wanted to speak about the Libra solar eclipse happening this weekend, this Saturday to be exact. It's basically a new moon, but it's an eclipse. So new moon eclipse, that's the vibe, just so you understand. And I definitely will talk about the Libra solar eclipse, but in a slightly different way, because I did have a bit of an existential crisis / minor exorcism of the spirit over this weekend, which I will just say was not planned at all. And that is fine. It is what it is. Just flowing with life, man. So let's rewind a little bit. Let me give you more context, because this episode, honestly, it's probably gonna be one of the most raw episodes I've ever recorded, to be honest with you, because I am just ready to keep it real and not hold anything back where I might have held things back in the past. But anyway, we're gonna get there. So firstly, I think I may have mentioned that I was away for a couple of weeks with my man, with my partner. He was finally able to get time off work, so we went to another island, Athens, and the town where his family lives and where he's from, which is more in northern Greece. And it was amazing, especially this other island we went to, which is kind of like a neighboring island. We stayed at the most amazing, calm house by the sea. It was absolutely incredible. It was like my dream situation. I would change a few things, but it was my dream situation, you know, if I was to get a house like that, which is the plan. But anyway, going back, the island we went to was amazing. But then when we went to Athens, big city, I could really feel my nervous system getting overloaded. And I honestly felt a bit fried once we got there. This was partially because I started a new part-time job. I'll get to that in a second. And the place we were staying, which I knew before, the internet was not very good, not suitable for like anything more than texting, let's say, maybe listening to a podcast, but not even that. So I had to, you know, work from a cafe for a couple of days. Then I found this great co-working space, which I was resistant to at first, because I don't know, I feel weird in co-working spaces. But anyway, this ended up being a really good spot. So there was just a lot going on. It was like, we were traveling, but I was starting this new job, blah, blah, blah. A lot was happening. And it was also just a huge contrast between this really chill island where I was really able to unplug. I just had to do a couple things for work. You know, we would go to the beach, we'd go to the restaurant. We just like vibe out, drive around really nice. You know, this sea view paradise that we were staying in, cute little house, and then right in the middle of downtown in a huge city. And I think it was while we were in Athens, I noticed my hair starting to fall out a lot and I freaked the F out. I don't know if I've ever experienced like shedding like this before. I think depending on your hair, like some people just naturally shed a lot, and I'm often on that end of the spectrum and I don't think of it, but I really, really noticed. And I was just like, what is happening to me? This is not okay. I then found out that it's called telogen effluvium. I'm pretty sure that's what is happening. And it's usually related to a stressful event that happened about 3 months prior. And some of you might remember on episode 6, which is the first episode of this season, I went through something in the summer that was really unexpected and traumatic. And I definitely did process it to a certain extent while it was happening, kind of. But then the thing was, I went to Italy almost immediately after with my family for a few weeks, then I got back, and not long after that, I had friends visiting, other stuff happening. So I didn't really have that much time to be alone and process what had happened and really be with the confusion of it, the sadness of it, and like the grief of it, to be totally honest. So I was really like, what the heck is happening? I don't get it. Probably it's going to be okay when I return home. We get back the day after. Out of nowhere, I start feeling really drained, confused. I'm like, I don't know what the heck is happening. I just think because, you know, we're transitioning into fall, I have like a bit of a cold or something, you know, I don't think too much of it. But I did notice this tension start to build up in me. And it ended up being more than just a little cold or, you know, the seasons changing. It was really this existential dread underneath the surface. And I couldn't understand why. So for more context, as I said, I started this new part-time job, which I'm really happy about. And to be fully transparent, I had so much shame and felt really weird to A, even find myself a part-time job, and B, to even share this, because maybe, you know, for if you're someone that follows me, even if you're a friend of mine, whatever, acquaintance, you might think that, you know, my business is the primary thing that I do. And to be honest, I really think I wanted it to appear that way. But really, real talk here, things have not been so great in the business. Like, things aren't flowing the way that I feel they should. And I was really resisting it. And yeah, I found myself in a place where I was like, I need to find other ways to supplement my income. I've always been doing some writing and some other things on the side, but I started this new part-time job, which I'm really happy about. And yeah, it's just weird to share this with you all, because for so long, I really felt like, no, I can't work for anyone else. I have to give my business my all, and I have to just make it work. But it wasn't working. It just wasn't working, you guys. And then on top of that, so on top of this new part-time job and like understanding, okay, if I want to do amazing things in general, in my business, in life, at least me, I need to do it from a place of feeling safe and calm and secure. And part of that was knowing that I had consistent income to rely on, which for the past little while I haven't, or there has been consistent income, but it's not enough to meet my needs. So I had to be really honest with myself about that. And I do give credit to Izzy Living, this woman, Isabella, who is absolutely incredible. She does like theta healing stuff, but she also has amazing masterclasses on love. For example, she does a lot of stuff with like soulmate and, you know, connecting to the partner that you're meant to have. But I did this one masterclass with her, which was called Fortune Favors the Brave. And in it, I asked her a question. I wasn't physically present because it was not a good time for me to be there live. But I was just like, I don't know what I should focus on. I don't know what's happening. And she's like, I would recommend you get a part-time job so you are not freaking out about making enough money or not. And I was just like, you're right. It wasn't necessarily what I wanted to hear, but it was 1000% what I needed to hear. So there it was. That's just that. And it's so interesting how quickly after that I was able to find something that is aligned for me, and I like the person I work for, and it's a vibe, and it's so great, and I can already see how things are shifting in me now. So that's amazing, and that was a great revelation, realization I had. But since September, and especially since I came back from that trip to Italy, you know, I had all these epiphanies, all these great realizations, but objectively, I've been doing a lot more than usual since September. I was spending more time on my business, which in a lot of ways was good, and I feel a lot more clear about things, and I'm getting the support I need in certain areas. I've been spending more time on this podcast, which I absolutely love. Like, that is something I love doing, and it's a non-negotiable at this point, you know, as long as I'm in a good flow and I don't need a break and we're good. I enjoy doing the podcast. I enjoy recording, planning, finding guests. We're going to have amazing guests coming up. Don't even worry. Editing. You know, I edit all the podcasts myself. I do the artwork. I do everything myself, and I'm so happy to do it. It's so much fun for me. I also started a new astrology course learning with a teacher of mine, Georgia Pecora, who goes by Visionaire Astrology on Instagram. She's amazing. This is my second time learning with her. So there's that. And then this new part-time job. Okay. So objectively, that is so much extra time and energy that I wasn't really exerting before, or I was channeling towards other things. And when I got honest with myself, which happened by force this weekend, which I'm going to share, I realized a lot of the things I was spending time on in my business were not really lighting me up, right? And this can be an issue for anyone, but especially as a generator in human design, if I'm feeling dragged down or frustrated, it is time for me to reevaluate. And I wasn't letting myself do that until things happened and I was forced to reevaluate. So one thing that I definitely reflected on and understood that's not right for me right now is to offer this masterclass that I was planning on offering about the eclipses. At first, I was calling it Total Eclipse Clarity. Then I called it Step Into Your Power. It doesn't matter what it was called. I came to realize it's not in integrity with me right now because I want to focus on this new part-time job, get in the flow of it, make sure my nervous system can handle it, make sure it's flowing into all the other things I'm doing. I'm not overexerting myself. I still have time to socialize and take care of myself and do whatever else I want to do. And all the other things I just mentioned. And I noticed that if I were to go through with this masterclass this weekend and make sure I have all the resources in order for it and everything like that, that I would be repeating old patterns that aren't serving me. And if that doesn't have to do with this freaking eclipse this weekend, I don't know what does. Because as I mentioned two episodes back in episode 8, which is Q4 astrology, the astrology of October, November, December 2023, I talked extensively about the eclipses in that episode. I highly recommend it. Eclipses are always this portal to our soul, to our innermost self. They're always showing us where we're preventing ourselves from going, where we think we need to be versus where we ought to be. You know, what is the more correct way of being for us in general, right? What are the things we're focusing on that don't actually matter? And what are the things that we're neglecting that actually do? That's how I see them in a lot of ways. Eclipses in particular are a great time to release things. And especially this solar eclipse in Libra is related to the South Node, which is about patterns that we no longer want to get stuck in. Libra, as I had mentioned in that episode, can have a lot to do with people pleasing, can have a lot to do with codependent kind of relationships in all its different forms. And I was realizing that me, quote unquote, forcing myself to go through with this workshop when energetically it did not feel right to me was kind of a form of people pleasing. You know, it's just like, no, but I have to do it because I don't want to let people down, or, you know, I promise and da da da. No, you know, it is what it is. And it's not the time for it. It's not the vibe for it. Like, what is the point of working for myself if I'm doing things that don't feel right? You know, even if I think they're cool and interesting and I know I could add a lot of value, if the timing is off for whatever reason, I really need to honor that. And that is what I fully, fully realized. And another thing was, with offering this masterclass and the way I was going about it, key phrase here is the way I was going about it, right? Because everything is inherently neutral. However, if the energy I'm putting into something is not one of love and excitement and possibility and creation, and I'm so thrilled to impart this knowledge on you, then you're going to feel that in whatever thing it is. Even if it's a freaking Instagram post, it doesn't matter, right? So I'm realizing that the energy that is infused into things is often more important, because sometimes you know, could be about a subject that is maybe a little bit dull, but the person delivering the information is so passionate or makes you understand that even if you think this thing is dull at first, it actually is quite fascinating, right? So understanding that and then zooming out on what was actually happening was that I was repeating old patterns, this kind of hamster wheel of self-sabotage that I've experienced in different ways throughout my life. But in this particular context of my business, it was, okay, step one, have a great idea. Yay, so exciting. Step two, don't give it enough time to breathe. And don't give myself enough time to ponder it fully, to think it out, to plan it. I think I was a little better with that this time, but still, it was not enough time for me to fully let it all do its thing and for me to understand what was the best way to go about it and all that. Just wasn't enough time. I wasn't giving myself enough time. The next step, step three in this fun little pattern is I just say, fuck it. Who cares if I don't have time? And I just go for it. Then my body is like, no, Bianca, we're abandoning ship. This isn't okay. The next step is I don't listen. Don't listen to that inner wisdom within me. I don't listen to my sacral response because I'm a generator in human design. I don't listen to that sacral. I don't listen to that just like gut reaction, no. And I override it with my mind and I keep pushing and pushing and forcing with my mind, just being like, no, it's okay. You can push through. You can do it, blah, blah, blah. Which in some ways is fine because obviously we need our mind to motivate us in some ways. You know, if we have terrible self-esteem or terrible thoughts about things or ourselves, like that's not going to be supportive. But anyway, it was just forcing, which is not going to help me. And then, you know, often what happens in situations like this is I don't get even close to the result I want. You know, I have hardly anyone signed up or no one signs up and I just feel like crap. And then I find myself repeating it again instead of giving myself the time. So instead of what I would usually do, which is just ignore all this and pretend it never happened, this time I really want to do something different. And I was reminded that one of my gates in human design, which is like the numbers on the human design chart, is about integrity, gate 7. And this is also my conscious Mercury. So this has a lot to do with the way I'm meant to communicate to other people. And one way to kind of frame this gate, frame this idea, I got from Jenna Zoe's new book on human design, which is really good. It's a great introduction. I like to read more beginner things sometimes, even if I'm more advanced, because why not? People say things in different ways. And she posed this amazing question in relation to this idea of integrity and virtue, this gate. What would the exemplary version of me do here? And I thought about it. And the exemplary version of me who wants to be in integrity and virtue and wants to share that with other people, wants to communicate with other people, I'm going to share instead of hide. I'm going to be vulnerable about it instead of pretending that everything is okay. Like, oh no, it's cool. Don't worry. No. I'm going to be honest instead of putting up a facade and just going about business as usual, just like going along with things when deep down, this is not something that I'm happy with. This is not something that I'm proud of. I know that I'm out of integrity here. So let's get to the, oh my gosh. Let's get to the existential crisis, interesting part about this story. So on Sunday of all days, just a few days ago, as I'm recording this, normally a day where, you know, one is supposed to quote unquote feel quite relaxed. I know sometimes people have the Sunday blues, whatever. But anyway, this was like Sunday morning / early afternoon. I felt so tense and I didn't really get it. Okay. And my partner came home and I was mad at myself that I didn't have all the dishes washed. And honestly, he doesn't really care about that, especially like on a Sunday. It was honestly just me putting that pressure on myself that didn't need to be there. And I don't recall the exact sequence of events. All I really remember is the sensation of so much tension and frustration within me. I don't know what it was. I wasn't mad at my partner. There was nothing obvious that I could blame for the way I was feeling. Okay. So I took my phone from the top of this kitchen cabinet and I just took it in my hand and I slammed it to the floor. But it was really funny. I love to see the humor in things because right before I did it, I zoomed out and I was like, okay, what are you doing here? I knew it was a bad idea. And there was a split second where I was like, no, Bianca, stop. What are you doing? But I really couldn't help myself though. I truly could not. So upon reflection, you know, maybe I wanted a clean slate with things because in a way, a lot of things I associate my phone with are my business, right? I associate my phone a lot with my business, right? And maybe when we feel broken inside for whatever reason, it feels comforting in a strange, demented kind of way to have other things around you broken. Better yet, maybe to be the one to do the breaking of the things around you to match that internal state. Funny logic, huh? So it honestly does feel like this clean slate because I'm really realizing how addicted to my phone I am and how much I rely on it to define me in a way. Because when I post on Instagram, that's a way for me to be like, hi, here I am. I still exist. My business exists. You know, work with me, which is fine in some ways. Obviously, I need to put myself out there in one way or another. But I'm so much more than that. I'm obviously so much more than I put on social media. You are so much more than that too, right? There's so much pressure on certain business owners, for sure, other people as well, to show up on social media or wherever else. But what I realized this weekend, if you're not showing up for yourself first, however that looks to you, you'll be possibly throwing your phone on the ground like it's a Horcrux. My friend Max made that reference and I just laughed so hard because it was so true. And it's funny because for those who aren't familiar, like Horcruxes are in Harry Potter and they represent, I think, parts of Lord Voldemort's soul. Forgive me, Harry Potter fans, if I mess that up. I read all the books. It's just been a while. But anyway, it's a thing that you don't want. You want to destroy it. You know, it represents like evil or not great things. And you know, I've been wanting a new phone for a really long time, and I've been more serious about it in the past little while, but I've been twiddling my thumbs and making excuses. And what is so ironic is this phone got so smashed up that when I picked it up, a shard of the screen cut my thumb. Like, it was just, okay, yeah. It was really like, hello, it's time for a new phone. Hello. Stop pretending you don't need a new phone or it's not a good time. So I'm getting one today. God willing, let's see. Speaking of God, that man in the sky or Mother Nature or whatever you think God is, doesn't matter to me. A couple days prior, I asked the universe, I asked God for a sign. I said, show me what to do right now. Show me what to focus on, right? This was a few days before when just feeling really confused. I was feeling that tension, etc. And then bam! Couple days later, goodbye phone, goodbye posting on Instagram and all the other fake obligations that I falsely believed I had, right? It's so interesting. So it's like, I really felt that in that moment when I destroyed my phone, ostensibly, conscious Bianca was like, no, don't do that, bad idea. Then you have to buy a new phone, da da da. But like, I really feel like there was something in my soul that was just like, get rid of this thing and everything that it represents. And the only way that you're really going to get rid of it is if it is smashed to absolute smithereens. That's that. That's how I interpret this. So after I smashed the phone, I was sobbing in bed. I was feeling sorry for myself. I was wailing, whatever. I needed to get the emotions out. That's totally fine. But then I heard this inner voice say, you are love, but you need to start with loving yourself. And I was just like, bam, there it is. There is higher self or God or source or whoever it was, part of me, because we're all united, I believe, speaking to me. I've been making my way through A Course in Miracles this year, and this idea of love comes up a lot. And I truly have come to realize that whatever you might believe in, love is our essence. It is the essence of everything, everything, always, fundamentally, as much as our external world wants us to believe otherwise. I'll just leave it at that. And I realized I wasn't loving myself by forcing certain things to happen, right? Why am I even forcing certain things to happen? Why am I like, it's like you're running into a wall and you won't stop. The wall is physically stopping you, but you keep running. It doesn't make any sense. Where is that energy going, right? And even if I'm doing it with love and with all these nice things, if it's still forcing, why am I doing that? So I'm really consciously putting into practice what I preach, right? What I talk about all the time, which is living in a way that actually feels good to you. Because how many times a day do you do things that are quote unquote good for you, or you're supposed to do them or whatever, and they don't feel great, you know? And I'm not talking about certain times in life where you have to move through difficult emotions, right? And sometimes that's not as graceful as we want it to be, but we have to, or sometimes we need to look into trauma or the deeper, darker parts of ourselves. And that doesn't always, quote unquote, feel good, but it's still getting us somewhere that we're meant to go, right? But I'm talking even on a smaller scale, right? If something is not a hell yes for me, especially having sacral authority as a generator in human design, it has got to go. And what is not aligned for me right now is offering this masterclass this weekend. And that is okay. Because as I mentioned, I didn't fully understand how many new things that I absolutely love were on my plate around this time. And honestly, the masterclass kept slipping away. It wasn't a priority because I had other things that seemed to be more priority. And I really think if it was the right time, I would have made it a priority, right? And anything I offer you lovely, lovely people, I want it to be with my whole heart. You know, I want it to be with this essence of love, with this essence of sharing, imparting the wisdom I have in a way that I hope and I know you'll receive it in a very deep, profound way. So if I don't create what I want to put out there in a way that feels good to me, in integrity with this feeling of calm, with love, what is the point, right? It's like, I'm sure someone out there, if not everyone, will feel something's off, right? And that's not what I want to put out in the world. That's just not. And in the past, I really felt so much shame and stuff come up when things like this happened. But I feel like it's the right time to share it with all of you, because it just is, I don't know, because I had this crazy moment this weekend, maybe, right? That's part of it. Another thing I'll just say of like not having my phone for the past couple days is I really feel so free. And I just think my life feels more deliberate. You know, it's like I wake up in the morning and the first thing I do is not check my phone. It's like make my hot water with lemon and open up my computer and do a meditation. You know, maybe I check my WhatsApp, but I'm human. You know what I mean? I'm still human. But I had so much space these past couple mornings not having the phone. I never have my phone in my room at night, so I usually have to walk somewhere to like open it. but I just felt this freedom and this liberation. And my mornings have been so much more productive. And I'm someone that's obsessed with productivity and making things better in that way, you know? But I also felt so much more calm. I didn't feel as activated because I wasn't plugging into other people's stuff. I wasn't looking at emails or looking at my Instagram feed or whatever else it might be. I was really able to show up for myself first, right? I think that's such a small but amazing way that we can put ourselves first, is to spend the first little part of your morning, even if it's just 10 minutes, doing something for you. Even if that's literally going to the bathroom, even if it's like getting a glass of water, that's great. You're doing that without being influenced by other stuff. You're giving yourself that little moment, even if it's just a few minutes. So even though my plan is to get a really cute phone today and be excited about it, one thing I'm really excited about is to have a way better camera. So my photos are amazing. My videos are amazing. When I share things with you on social media, which I'm sure I will soon, it's going to be popping and I'm going to feel proud to share that with you. But I still want to make sure that I carry through this intentionality and this deliberate energy, especially when it comes to mornings, because that really sets you up for your day, right? And as I was saying, with this solar eclipse in Libra this weekend, the kind of shadow side of Libra energy can be about this people pleasing and like just wanting everyone to get along and making compromises in a way that affects you negatively. Because obviously we can make compromises that are great for everyone. But I'm talking about when you say something or do something that is really putting yourself last and is really affecting you. So I encourage you to think about that this weekend, especially on Saturday the 14th. And it's going to be a lot about major beginnings and endings, because this Libra energy, especially the shadow side of it, because the south node is in Libra, this is what we're meant to release. So let this eclipse show you what you still need to let go of, right? Especially when it comes to people-pleasing and unhealthy dynamics with others. I think sometimes this can show up in more obvious ways, like, oh my gosh, we have this friend who takes us for granted, or the friendship doesn't feel aligned, or we're dating this person and we know it's just messed up. Those can be the more obvious ways that this shows up. But look at the smaller ways, right? Look at the, am I texting people before I've done my meditation in the morning? Am I feeling like I have to reply to emails when really what I want to start with is my own project, or, you know, focusing on this thing at work that would be best for me to finish up first? Look at the small ways you might be doing it, because I think those can be the most surprising and also the most impactful and kind of reverberate outwards into everything else. I think when we start showing up for ourselves more, then we can see how we can show up for other people better, right? If we're filling up our own cup first, then it's like, I'm with my friend, I'm fully present. I'm at work, we're in a meeting, I'm fully there, I'm showing up, I'm not thinking about the 50,000 things that I should do, right? So be open to that this weekend. Even if you're listening to this later, doesn't matter. It's a great thing to think about. Also, because we're going to have the South Node in Libra until January 2025, right? So this is an ongoing theme. The opposite of this Libra energy is Aries energy, right? It's about being bold, going after what you want, setting boundaries where you need to, letting yourself be who you are. So remember that too, right? Don't just let go of all this people-pleasing stuff for no reason. Do it to tap more into your own power, your own sovereignty, your own destiny, your path forward to what you know you're meant to do, right? I think most of us deep down feel like there's something that we're meant to do and we're just not giving it the energy. We're just not giving it the space and the time. So listen to that. That was also something I got from this mini existential crisis spiritual exorcism this weekend, was there is a project that I've been neglecting that I could easily make the space for. And I've decided I am going to make the space for the rest of the year because it is my intention to finish it, at least a first draft of it, by the end of the year. I'll keep you posted on that. You can also keep me accountable about that. So yeah, that is where I'm at. So let go of the shit you need to let go with this weekend. It might not be immediate, but as long as you're bringing awareness to it, and as long as you're saying to yourself, I see this and I'm going to do differently. And if I can't choose differently right away, that's okay. I'm not going to beat myself up for it because that's not what we're about. Okay. We are about progress over perfection. Period. End of story. That's all I got today. I loved recording this episode. I feel the fire in me. You know, maybe it's this Aries fire. You know, I'm stepping into that more. I have no idea, but I really enjoyed this and I hope that these words landed with you. I love to hear from you always. I love when you share how these episodes impacted you. If that was the case, you can send me a DM because I can actually still access my Instagram from my computer. So you can DM me at Lifeforces Inc. on Instagram, or you can always email me at Bianca@lifeforcesinc.com. And I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening. Honestly, I have so much fun with these. I had so much fun with this episode in particular, and I'm sure there'll be more like this where I'm just going to tell y'all like it is and what I'm actually experiencing behind the scenes. So many exciting guest episodes planned. I think I'm recording 2 this week. Woo! We're going to have fun. We're going to have so much fun. And I really recommend subscribing to my newsletter. I tell you all the time to do that. You can do so at the link in the show notes. I do like connecting there. I'm a writer, etc. Especially when I'm not feeling social media so much and I want to hide away, I will likely share more things there. And it's just the best way to hear about things. But thank you so much. I'm wishing you an amazing solar eclipse in Libra. My advice, my astrological 2 cents would be to not overplan or overdo things this weekend. To just make space to see what comes. Maybe you decide to do something crazy and that's fine, but don't constrict yourself. That's all I'll say. Anyway, I love y'all and I will see you next week.